This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Montgomery County Farmers Institute took place on Saturday at the University of Illinois Extension Office in Hillsboro. The event was hosted by the county's Master Gardeners group. Master Gardener Kevin Lighthizer shares his thoughts about the event.
We're very excited that we made it. This is the eighth year that the Master Gardeners have conducted the Farmers Institute, and we're very proud of that, and we're proud to have continued the tradition for the group. Over the 125-year period that the Institute has been in existence, it has featured farm produce, flowers, culinary work, handiwork, fancy work, things that are related to traditional type homemaking and gardening activities. What's kind of interesting about the event is that it originally started out under the University of Illinois banner. Over the years, it evolved into a private event, and 8 years ago, ended up back under the University of Illinois banner with the Master Gardeners, totally without any help from anybody. It just naturally evolved that way.
The products featured at the Institute are judged by volunteers in the community. Hillsboro fifth grade teacher Amy Hackey served as a judge for the youth division.
Well, I was involved in the youth division. It's very inspiring to see young children involved in science topics outside of school. So judging those types of categories is very exciting for me to see.
Amy notes that there were a moderate amount of youth entries covering a wide range of topics.
It's moderate entries, usually year to year. For the last 5 years I've been doing this. It's usually goes from the electronic division to woodworking, to sewing, to vegetables, to science experiments, to the classic cursive writing, to Illinois mapping. So it's an eclectic category for our youth, so it's always interesting to see what our kids are going to come up with.
Serving as a judge for the fruits and vegetables division was Gloria Weiss of Carlinville.
I was really surprised at the number of tomato entries because tomatoes this year were kind of, the weather wasn't right for them. But I was really surprised there was hardly no potatoes or onions. And some of the other ones were a little bit short because of the weather.
Gloria has been serving as a judge for the event for nearly a decade.
I've been doing this ever since the Master Gardeners took this over, and I feel like it's probably 8-10 years, and I enjoy coming over here and doing it.
As previously mentioned, the Farmers Institute is hosted by the Master Gardeners group. Pam Ritchie of Litchfield explains about the group and what their purpose is.
I've been a Master Gardener now for about 3 years. It is an offering, and it's kind of an arm of the University of Illinois Extension Office, so that we offer a chance for lay people like myself to get involved with at the university level. We take an extensive course, usually around the beginning of every year, that they offer about a 6 to 8 week course. And then we have to fulfill some commitments like an intern would. I have to do so many hours of education, so many hours of training, and service is a big part. And primarily what we're about is to just be that educational arm out in the community that promotes horticulture. And I've been involved for, like I said, about 3 years, and we've got a group that's active. We're about 8 to 10 strong, maybe a little bit more, here at the Montgomery County office. But this particular extension has 4 counties. It has Christian, Jersey, Macoupin, and Montgomery. So they all have their different activities. But this is the one thing that the Montgomery County group has been involved in.
Pam also notes that the group is open to anyone who is interested.
Everyone who has an interest in horticulture is invited to come and to contact the horticulture educator here at the Extension office, And his name is Andrew Holsinger. The course is just offered every January, February, right in there. And, I was a military wife for 30 years, so we moved every couple of years. I never had an interest in anything besides mowing the lawn before now. But here, the soil is so rich here. Everything grows. A bird flies with a seed, and suddenly you've got a gorgeous plant in your front yard where you probably don't want it. But so I just got involved in this because I wanted to learn more about how to not waste money buying things and putting them in the wrong spot and doing things at the wrong time of the year. So this is wonderful education as far as that goes. But then there is the commitment that you offer as volunteer service and in providing education out in the community, whether it's to a women's group who wants to have you come and speak, or whether it's to a school group where the kids are trying to maybe till some ground and grow some vegetables. So we just get involved in that, and we would love to have more people come and join us.
Once again, that was a summary of the 125th Farmers Institute that took place on Saturday in Hillsboro. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.